Democrat star Jasmine Crockett falsely claims all violence coming from MAGA. By Paul Bois on July 10, 2025. Far-left Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, made the bizarre and wholly false claim that Trump supporters are responsible for all the political violence in the United States, including the assassination attempts on the president's life. Crockett issued her claim about MAGA-fueled violence during an appearance on the Hasan Minhaj podcast. Violence doesn't come from Democrats, just to be clear. Obviously, anyone can be a criminal. But it is MAGA. It is the specifically MAGA faction. I don't think traditional Republicans are getting engaged in all of this, she said. When it came to the issue of both assassination attempts on President Trump's life, Crockett described them both as Trump supporters, although no evidence has been presented to support that claim. No political motive has been attributed to Pennsylvania shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks, while the second alleged would-be assassin, Ryan Wesley Routh, supported Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, during the 2020 primary. Crockett completely overlooked the many instances of hard leftists committing violence in the name of causes like Black Lives Matter, protecting Roe v. Wade, and, just recently in Los Angeles, opposing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, operations. As Breitbart News reported just this week, as many as 10 individuals in Texas were charged with attempted murder against federal agents at an ICE detention center. According to a press release from the Justice Department, the defendants, dressed in black military-style clothing, began shooting fireworks at the facility, as part of an organized attack. After approximately 10 minutes of convening, one or two individuals broke off from the main group and began to spray graffiti on vehicles and a guard structure in the parking lot at the facility. An Alvarado police officer responded to the scene after correctional officers called 911 to report suspicious activity. When the Alvarado police officer arrived, one alleged defendant positioned in nearby wood shot the officer in the neck area. Another alleged assailant across the street fired 20 to 30 rounds at unarmed correctional officers who had stepped outside the facility. As alleged in the complaint, AR-style rifles were found at the scene. The assailants fled from the detention center but were stopped by additional law enforcement officers. Some defendants were wearing body armor, some were armed, and some had two-way radios. A total of 12 sets of body armor were found during searches of vehicles associated with the defendants, on their persons, and in the area around the Prairieland Detention Center. Officers also discovered spray paint along with politically charged flyers bearing messages like, "Fight ICE Terror with Class War," and "Free All Political Prisoners." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller, Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.